It's time for Cotton Incorporated's weekly cotton market commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland.
This is the perfect shirt. If I had more than one of this shirt, world domination.
This coat's definitely a keeper. I could pass it on to my kids if I want to.
It's perfect for warm weather and cool weather, so I take it everywhere.
I met the love of my life in these pants. I wear them everywhere I go. They're like a second skin.
It's my favorite because it's easy to take care of.
It's my favorite because it keeps me dry.
They're my favorite because they're cotton.
It's cotton.
They're cotton.
Cotton. It's your favorite for a reason. Check the label. Learn why at thefabricofourlives.com.
After slipping to the technically important 65, 66 cent major support level early in the week, cotton prices surged back on the week's end, but particularly on Thursday, gaining nearly 300 points, 260 points on the close, but we got back above 68 cents. Now, the market gave back some of those gains in Friday's trading, and it's going to be important for the ICE contract to hold 68 cents, as that was the breakout point we saw back in the July-August run up 78 cents. So Friday's activity backed off somewhat from that important level, but it remains well within striking distance. So the bulls did win the week, and they came out rather strong, really, after having their back slammed against the wall. But early in the week, the market was overwhelmed by the technical call for a drop down to test that 65-cent level, and we did that, and that held on the heels of the hurricane coming through the southeast, and coupled with the fourth consecutive week of outstanding export sales, the December contract bounced back and became the darling of the bulls. As I say, it raced ahead and gained 260 points on Thursday. Hurricane damage is likely to be minimal from what we're hearing, although some individual crops could be ravaged, but for the most part, a minimal effect. Generally, it's too late for the moisture in that area to be of any benefit. The crop actually needs the remainder of the growing season there to be sunny and dry to develop it, to develop its maximum yield and to maintain the quality that we want out of there. Nevertheless, the hurricane path did run right through the heart of the southeastern crop and affected all but the Tennessee Valley region in North Alabama. It really, in total, was not a welcome storm, but again, minimal damage is what is expected. The market, as I indicated, had become very oversold, and the hurricane news on the heels, too, of the weekly export report that came out Thursday morning just rocketed the market higher. The weekly export sales totaled this week 309,000 running bales of Upland and 16,000-plus running bales of Pima. Very strong week. That brought total sales for past 3 weeks of up to about 860,000 bales. Very impressive. The inclusion of sales for the 2017-2018 marketing year actually pushed that total, three-week total, to nearly a million bales. So the fundamental news here in this report in the past 3 weeks is, besides from demand being good, it is that the textile sector is telling us that at 68 to 72 cents, it is that is a profitable area for them to commit to cotton purchases. So with that demand base in mind, the mill margins are even profitable, say between 70 and 75 cent cotton basis, the December ICE contract. Now, I'm not saying that the ICE deck is going to return to 70 to 75 cents. I think we'll have opportunities to splash around in that area. But we just have to remember that, when this cotton, that with this 300,000 bales this week, or 300 over 20,000, really, the price range was really 70 to 72 cents. So very strong sales there. We look at the principal buyers on that week, Vietnam, Pakistan, China, Thailand, Bangladesh, the Southeast Asia, with the inclusion of the Indian subcontinent and Pakistan. Vietnam is expected to be the primary buyer in the U.S. market all year. But of note in the report is that China remains a good buyer. Now, most of the news you're going to hear, and most are expecting China is going to buy no more than the required WTO obligation. But recent changes, in fact, in the last 10 days in Chinese import rules will, in my opinion, allow them to increase their purchases. Again, your caution that most analysts seem to feel like that they're not going to increase any more cotton, buy any more cotton than they've been buying, but I see that differently. So you give that gift of cotton today and stay with cotton, and thank you so very much.
You've been listening to the weekly Cotton Market Commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland, brought to you by Cotton Incorporated. Find out more online at allagnews.com.